would he have found a printer or a publisher? Yet they are not all lost, those Indian voices of the past. A few authentic accounts of American Western history were recorded by Indians, either in pictographs or in translated English, and some managed to get published in obscure journals, pamphlets, or books of small circulation. In the late 19th century, when the white man's curiosity about Indian survivors of the wars reached a high point, enterprising newspaper reporters frequently interviewed warriors and chiefs and gave them an opportunity to express their opinions on what was happening in the West. The quality of these interviews varied greatly, depending upon the abilities of the interpreters or upon the inclination of the Indians to speak freely. Some feared reprisals for telling the truth, while others delighted in hoaxing reporters with tall tales and shaggy dog stories. Contemporary newspaper statements by Indians must therefore be read with skepticism, although some of them are masterpieces of irony, and others burn with outbursts of poetic fury. Among the richest sources of first-person statements by Indians are the records of treaty councils and other formal meetings with civilian and military representatives of the United States government. Isaac Pitman's new stenographic system was coming into vogue during the second half of the 19th century, and when Indians spoke in council, a recording clerk sat beside the official interpreter.